when Ms. Samaru was in front of the trial, we decided to go there and to attend the trial. But there were more than 100 police there, and they invited us to enter. And when we have decided not to go, but to stay there and to discuss with them, to allow even some of us to enter, they refused, and then they decided to use gas, and they beat us, they gassed us, and it was the situation.
FUSAD chairman was accused of inciting violence and disorderly conduct, calling on the military to do all these things against the government. Don't you think that his comments are against the normal rule of law and could potentially cause chaos? That is why the government took action?
The FUSAD did not tell soldiers to not respect the power. What he said is that Mr. Sanja has no legitimacy and no legality now, and he called the military to respect the constitution and not to respect orders that are not legal. It is only what he said, but they arrested him and they accused him to attend to the state safety, which is very grave, but it is false. So, but he had been realized by the judge. He had the lawyers, and they spoke very good. They defended him very well, and he had been realized. But after, where he was going at home, they sent the police to arrest him and to take him away of Niamey. Now we think that he is in the Kutukale prison, which is a prison for the high criminal. But Tanja is wants to do of this prison a prison for politicians and for activists of civil society with the high criminal who are there.
Now that your people are being arrested, and some people are saying, why don't you give it up? Because Nigerians have decided, they voted and they supported Tanja. So what you are doing is basically causing confusion in the country. What is your reaction to that?
We do not recognize the new constitution. There have been less than 5% of people who want to vote this constitution. And it was a referendum on an illegal basis, because you remember that the Constitutional Court cancelled the decree which called for this referendum. So the referendum is illegal. The constitution that is born from this referendum is also illegal. And we, as opposition, political parties, civil society, and the trade unions, we have decided this morning in a statement we have published this morning that we do not recognize this new constitution, and we are still on the constitution of 99, and we do not recognize any institution on the new constitutional basis. It is our position. We do not recognize any legitimacy to Mr. Tanja. He has not been elected for 3 years. He has used of violence to stay, and it is why we say that he has organized a coup d'etat. And now we have a chief of state who is ruling after the coup d'etat, and we don't recognize this power.
So what would you do now that he still will rule for 3 years? Because he has the security forces under his command. He is still recognized as the leader of Niger. Do you think you can challenge him?
Yes, of course that we can challenge him, because we have people, we have people with us, and he has nobody with him. Let me tell you that today, you can count how many countries are under a dictatorship power. But 30 years ago in Africa, you had many dictatorship powers. So we are sure that today it is no longer time for dictatorship. It is no longer time for dictatorship here in Niger and in all African countries. But here in Niger, we had our democracy. It was an authentic democracy, and people have decided not to give up. We will fight, and we are sure that we will win. We have no doubt about our next victory, and it will be very, very soon, inshallah.